if your personal property is damaged through an act of God, let's say hurricane, flood, fire, things of that nature, the landlord's not responsible for your personal property. That's why in our lease we have provision for renter's insurance or tenant homeowner's insurance. It's very inexpensive, but there's a tenet, if you will, or a way of putting it, and that is you can't insure what you don't have interest in. The car that you're driving, I can't put insurance on your car you wreck and I get paid. It doesn't work that way. Same thing with your personal property in a leasehold. That's why companies do offer tenant homeowners insurance, renter's insurance. Part of our lease says that you're required to carry that. The rules and regulations, I believe, say that it's more of an option. Sometimes it is a requirement. If we allow pets as an example, because the applicant's credit references are very good, and so we let them have the dog or the kitty cat or whatever, we likely will also include provision that the tenant homeowner's insurance is required. But back to the original question, if you suffer loss, it is your loss. The only exception to that would be if the landlord was negligent, then that negligence caused the loss, then you might have a claim for recovery. But I'm not a lawyer. Everything I've said so far is not legal opinion. It's just my, I guess you might say, 28 years of experience as a property manager and things that I've seen and experienced and what we have been helping folks with and what we've experienced over the years.